when you got the call and they said, we'd like you to play with the Philadelphia Orchestra and we'd like you to play this particular Poulenc piece, not a major concerto, what was your reaction?
Oh, no, I don't care about these kind of things. No, I don't want to come and to with Rachmaninoff concerto. I don't care if they call me to play Obad or Poulenc concerto, which I record 10 years ago, which have this CD had quite a lot of success in everywhere. So I used to be invited to play some Poulenc stuff. So it's not a bad karma. You know?
You have a long relationship with the conductor, with Stefan Deneuve. That's a help to see another familiar face on the stage.
Of course. And when I finished my Poulenc Cathedral 10 years ago, I asked Stefan to do piano and orchestra stuff because I knew he liked very much this music and is really... This music, you have not to be the specialist, but you have to defend it very in a good way because it's a very... not very difficult music in the way technical, but it's very difficult music in the way of style. So you have to play in the good way. If not, it can be really, it's not good. It's music very, fragile.
In the sense,
you have to exactly to have the right style. Between Stravinsky and Mozart, you have to find the way to play it.
And in terms of your preparation, besides finding your way with a particular composer, is there a difference in your preparation for the orchestra that you're playing with, or are you trying to just continue to be faithful to your own artistry and to that of the composer?
Oh, of course, you know, there is no difference.
No difference?
No.
And it's not in any way unnerving to come to a new orchestra?
Of course, it's very, very... because you see new face and new sound and new old. And I was very, very, very surprised to meet the clarinet solo, which I played 10 or 15 years ago in Canada. You know. So, no, it's I know this orchestra, of course, with a recording and with a concert in Paris and so. So I was very, very, very happy to play with them.
What's your area of specialty, if you have such a thing? We tend to have pianists these days who get a reputation for a particular composer, a particular era. Stefan Deneuve, rightly or wrongly, has gotten the reputation as being the French guy and the modern music guy. Have you been pigeonholed in that way? And if so, has it been a good or a bad thing?
Of course, there is so much musicians, so much pianists. Of course, you have to build some reputation about something. So... now I don't know. Now with YouTube, it's perhaps a bit different. But 10 years ago, 15 years ago, it was with a recording. So I record of this Poulenc stuff, and now I just finished Schumann, complete piano, and we will go to record the Schumann concerto with Stefan in 6 months. So this is kind of makes you a reputation, you know, if you have a good review with this kind of repertoire. And of course, for us pianists, we have a so huge repertoire, you cannot play everything. So you have to consider to select some piece of repertoire where you think you have the best. So for me, it's this kind of French music and Schumann, which is very, very close to me. So I like to play it. So if people ask me to play, I'm very happy. You know?
But then after you recorded and it's successful, say with the Schumann, or as you say before, 10 years ago with the Poulenc, do you then start getting calls from around the world saying, hey, we'd love you to come, but by the way, we'd like you to play Schumann, nothing else. They want to kind of grow off that reputation a little?
Yes, of course. People always ask me to play Schumann or Poulenc or Ravel. But no, some orchestra ask me to play Beethoven. I like to play Beethoven, but it's normal. Yeah. People think Beethoven, they think German pianist or something. It's the first, it's a reflex.
But you French pianists are very good at the big romantic stuff, right? All of you.
No, it depends of character. You know, you have a very good French pianist who play very fantastic Rachmaninoff and some other good Mozart, you know. But in a way, first you have to pass the first step of a reflex. So first step of a reflex for a French pianist is Ravel. And we don't have so much concerto to play with orchestra. So you have Ravel and a little bit of Debussy. And, Poulenc and Saint-Saëns concerto, and that's all. So after, you have to play modern music or to play something else.
You're kind of at the, let's say, I think it's fair to say you're in mid-career, right? You're not at the start. You're
not at the end of the career.
Do you make sort of five-year plans? Do you have an idea of where you want to be, or are you? I mean, there are people in this world who make plans, and there are those who allow life to wash over them, so to speak. Which do you think you are?
I used to do this when I was planning my CDs recordings, because when I had to record with 20 CDs of Schumann, it was a 5 years. Job.
An absolute definite five-year plan.
Yeah, because it was plan I have before, but it was released on 5 years, so it was very intensive work. Now I just finished to record some Forêt chamber music complete, but now I must say I am more quiet about the recordings, because I just do some Beethoven stuff, you know? And some Beethoven cello sonata, the last sonata. We're going to record the Schumann with Stefan, and perhaps some other concerto, Mendelssohn concerto with Belgium orchestra. But I don't have a very big CDs playing of 20s recordings.
And is there anything you're holding back on either recording or performing on a consistent basis? Well, is there a composer that you think, oh, I need to be 60 to play him, or I need to be 50, or I need to be a certain age, or I need to be in a different place emotionally or mentally or in my life
to
approach
course,
them?
Of course.
Well, who's that?
It depends on the way, because now I'm going to record some Forêt stuff.
Right.
For example, Forêt, when I was 20, it was music. It didn't speak to me, because I thought it was all too... not enough romantic or too intellectual or a bit, with no form.
Mm-hmm.
But now, since 3-4 years, I practice a lot this kind of music. And when we record with Eben Quartet, the quintet, piano mm-hmm. quintet, 2-3 years ago, it was a shock for every one of us, because it's a wonderful music. No? Of course, it's difficult to sell. It's difficult to sell to a public.
All
and to,
music is difficult to sell.
Yeah,
but you got to give it away.
Yeah. But sometimes for a late piece, I guarantee it's much difficult to sell, but like Maninoff piano concerto. But in a way, now I'm going to play some piano stuff, because it's the same thing. Piano repertoire with Forêt repertoire for piano is not very it's not a good sailing repertoire. But if you have to play what you think you have, when you have to express something, and of course piece when you think you can make people know it better, as in Forêt, I think this composer needs more pianists to play him to make young musician to be favorite. So it's complicated. But now I play this kind of thing. I know I'm teaching also in Germany, so it's very interesting to ask young musician to play some new repertoire, contemporary, and this, because in a way the piano repertoire is very huge, but a very few parts is played, because it's always the same
war
pieces
horses.
Who are always played and listened by the public. Because it's like in French we say a snake who is eating his
its own tail.
Because the public wants a certain piece, or we play all the piece, and the public want, and after you have some piece recording 200 times, some other piece which not so much less interesting, which are no play at all. So it's very, very you have to always to fight between to be popular, to have success, and to find something to express yourself and to be useful to the music.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.